Hey, thanks for downloading. Look out later today for Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review. We'll run through yesterday right here, but hear sound from Adam Conley, Justin Nicolino, and Giancarlo Stanton, along with skipper Don Mattingly, as we run through 6 wins and 1 loss in the past week. Yesterday, meanwhile, the Marlins finished up their long road trip. They played their 17th game in 17 days, including 10 away from Marlins Park. Bullpen tired, team worn out, they took the field again yesterday for day baseball. With the Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, he probably should have learned this some time ago, but if we needed a reminder, we were given it today. You can't win them all. Marlins' 7-game winning streak comes to a close in Milwaukee today. The Brewers, a 14-5 win to salvage the final game of this series. Marlins have to settle for a 7-3 road trip. A great trip nonetheless, but a rough day at Miller Park on this Sunday. Remember, in the Saturday game, the middle game of the series, Derek Dietrich hit a first-pitch home run in the top of the first. The Marlins were off and running. They never looked back on their way to a 7-5 win. In the finale, it was Domingo Santana's turn for the Milwaukee Brewers. In the bottom of the first, facing Tom Kohler, he wasted no time putting Milwaukee on the scoreboard.
The pitch here, and a fly ball for Giancarlo going back on the track. Wall leaping, and it's gone. A leadoff home run for Domingo Santana. And it is 1-0 Brewers against Tom Kohler. Last night, Santana led off with a double and scored their first run of the night. And here today, he hits a home run, his third, his 10th RBI, 1-0 Brew Crew.
In his last two starts, Tom Kohler beat Max Scherzer of the Nationals, and he beat Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers, but it was one of those days today, unfortunately, for TK. After the Santana home run, Jonathan Villar doubled, so he was in scoring position for Ryan Braun.
The pitch to Braun, and a ball hammered up the middle, base hit. Villar comes to third. He's been waved by Ed Cedar. Here comes a throw. It is not in time. An RBI single for Ryan Braun, his 19th run batted in, and the Brewers lead 2-0 on 3 straight hits against Tom Kohler to get this afternoon started.
Well, it would stay 2-0 Milwaukee into the third inning. Marlins got a run back. Ichiro led off with a double. He was in scoring position for Martin Prado. 1-0 to Prado. Ground ball up the middle, and that's through. A hit into center field. Lenny Harris is going to wave Ichiro. The throw home from Neuenheis is offline, and Ichiro slides in safely. An RBI single for Prado. He's hit safely now in 7 in a row. He's hit safely in all 18 games he started, and Miami's on the scoreboard trailing 2-1 in the third. For Prado, the start of a 3-hit afternoon. He's had 3 hits now in 4 of the last 5 games. But 2-1 is as close as the Marlins would get. The wheels came off the wagon in the bottom of the third inning after Domingo Santana grounded to second to begin the inning. Jonathan Villar singled. He stole second base. And Ryan Braun delivered another Milwaukee run. Outfield is deep and straight away for Ryan Braun, right-handed hitter. Payoff pitch, ground ball, sharply hit, pass Dietrich into right center. Braun wins the long battle. Villar around third, he'll score, and it's 3-1 Milwaukee. Ryan Braun, a 10-pitch at-bat, kind of set the tone for what would be a disastrous third inning. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. And as if it wasn't bad enough at that point, it got even worse when Chris Carter stepped to the plate next. 2-2 to Carter is in the air right center field. He hit it well. Stanton back. He's onto the track and he'll watch it go. Chris Carter unloads his 6th of the season. A 2-run shot and it's 5-1 Brewers. Well, Carter would hit his 7th of the season in the 4th inning. He'd finish with 3 extra base hits in the game after doubling in the 8th. And the Brewers were off and running. Next thing you knew, they had sent 12 men to the plate in that third inning. They scored 7 runs on 6 hits. There were 3 walks. Kohler was done after 2 1/3 innings, 8 runs on 8 hits. He walked 2, allowed the 2 home runs, 78 pitches, 46 strikes. Kohler threw 42 pitches in recording 1 out in that third inning before exiting the ball game, and it was 9-1 Milwaukee at the end of 3. The Brewers tacked on 2 more in the 4th inning. A leadoff home run from Carter. An RBI single from Martin Maldonado. Marlins made some noise in the 5th. Prado was single. Derek Dietrich tripled him home. Dietrich scored on a Stanton ground ball. And 2 batters later, Marcelo Ozuna stepped to the plate.
Here's the pitch. And here's a drive. This is deep to left field off the bat of Marcelo Ozuna. And it is a no-doubter. A home run for Marcel, his 4th, And his second in less than 24 hours. He homered here last night in the sixth inning. And the Marlins have four on the board. It's 11-4 Brewers now.
No, they get another run in the sixth inning and an RBI single from Derek Dietrich. But that was essentially it for the Marlins. The Brewers scored three times in the eighth. They win this game, going away 14-5, and Milwaukee able to salvage the final game of the three-game set. For the Brewers, 14 runs, 18 hits, no errors, six men left. For Miami, five runs on 16 hits, one error, 11 left. Willie Peralta, the winner, he's 2-3. He allowed five runs on 13 hits and 5 2/3, but he gets the win. Tom Kohler, the loser, 2-3. Time of the game, 3 hours, 21 minutes, and a crowd of 28,181 was here to see it. The Brewers with the winner, 9-15, now 6-8 at home. Marlins see their seven-game winning streak end. They fall to 12-12. They drop to 10-5 away from home.
Still, all things considered, 7 wins in 10 ballgames with no off days, and the offense produced 40 hits in the past 3 games. For more on the long win streak and sound from the Marlins clubhouse, look for Marlins Rewind, the Week in Review, later this afternoon. Today, much-deserved rest, but tomorrow night, back at the ballpark, it's at Marlins Park this time as a 9-game homestand gets underway against Arizona. Look into the Steals and Deals Tuesday night offer at Marlins.com and come to first pitch, 7:10 tomorrow night. If you can't make it to the ballgame, join us on 940 Wins in the Marlins Radio Network. Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico, starts at 6:40. And I hate to keep badgering you, but the team just left Wisconsin, and I won't get a chance to make this joke again, so I'm going to badger you. Click subscribe, go to marlins.com/podcast, listen to Marlins Rewind every single day. No better way to recap the game than with a Big Ten man himself, Glenn Geffner, and the Marlins Radio Network.